Tánaiste, as you know, Letterkenny General Hospital was devastated by a flood last July. 40% of the floor space of the hospital was contaminated by the flood water. The response at that time from the staff and management as those flood waters was coming into the accident emergency department and running into the hospital was nothing short of heroic. And indeed, Tánaiste, that heroism of the staff and management has continued since with the extra hours they've had to work and with the establishment of temporary departments. Tánaiste, prior to the flood, myself and my colleague, Deputy Pierce Doherty, revealed that based on the number of inpatients going through the hospital per year, Letterkenny General Hospital had the lowest budget, hospital budget in the entire state and the lowest number of allocations of medical staff. And of course, again and again, Tánaiste, patients have suffered in Donegal because of this injustice. Once again, as I speak, there is a crisis at the hospital's accident and emergency department. Such is the extent of that crisis that the INMO have said it's the worst conditions they've seen in 15 years. There are patients in the county and across the county being diverted to Sligo Regional Hospital. Tánaiste, I ask you, will your government remove the moratorium and allow the management of Letterkenny General Hospital to allocate the necessary nurses and medical staff to run the hospital effectively? Will you match the heroism? Will you meet the heroism of those staff who have worked unbelievable conditions and hours to keep that hospital going? Will you meet them halfway and give them an additional allocation of staff to help them to do their jobs?
Thank you. Tánaiste.
Well, first of all, I do recall the flooding that happened at Letterkenny General Hospital. And I want to, first of all, agree with you, Deputy McLaughlin, about the heroic work of the staff at Letterkenny General Hospital. They have worked in very difficult circumstances and they deliver a very fine service to the people of the catchment area. And indeed, I had the privilege of visiting Letterkenny General Hospital some time ago and seeing that work for myself. In relation to the